This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, June 30th. Well, today's the day. We finally get the numbers for the June stocks and plantings report. I think the markets will lean heavily into these numbers. Most likely, it will also signal a turn in the market. So, we've been fairly choppy, kind of moving back and forth here, waiting for these numbers to get out to us. And I think that finally we're going to get some important information into the marketplace, and we'll move on from there. So again, I'm looking for wheat at least to put in a low. Seasonal low should be coming any time now. We're well past 50% harvest coming into the weekend. This should be the turning point for wheat in general. We are getting quite a bit of rain across the northern plains, and that is helping to keep the pressure on the Minneapolis wheat, whereas the winter wheat seem to be stabilizing fairly well. So we'll just see what brings here as far as the crop reports go. Egypt announced this morning that they bought 815,000 tons of wheat. That's the largest tonnage that they've bought in one purchase in years for them. It's not a record, I don't believe, but it's definitely the biggest in years. In fact, it's almost double what they purchased here about 4 weeks ago. But they took 350,000 from France, 240,000 from Romania, 175,000 from Russia, and 50,000 from Bulgaria. Average price paid delivered was $429.90, which is a good $50 less than what they paid again on June 1, where they bought 465,000 tons. So we thought the U.S. might be in the running, but there weren't any offers coming out of the U.S., even for soft red. We're competitive on a FOB basis, but we just can't compete on the transportation cost. But it does suggest that we'll be much more competitive in other regions around the market, as we're still sitting about $25 a ton discount to France. So we're in the running, and I think we'll start to pick up more business, and we'll see that in the export sales. But last week's export sales were pretty sizable, so I think that it's worth noting that we're already seeing that uptick in business. The news wires are reporting that Russia has moved a cargo of grain, they didn't specify which grain, out of Ukraine's port of Berdyansk. It's only 7,000 tons, so that's not a big amount, but they've cleared the mines out of the waters, and it's being escorted by Russian ships. So it would seem to me that this is grain that belonged to Ukraine. Russia has seized it. Now they're trying to move it out. We'll see if it's already purchased somewhere. But again, it's a pretty small tonnage. But it is worth noting that they've moved the mines out, but they are also apparently, stealing or possessing Ukraine grain and trying to move it into the world pipeline. So that's what it is. That's what war is all about, I guess. So I think that moving forward, we should be starting to work our way higher into a normal seasonal pattern where we carve out our harvest lows in this time window, start to work our way higher into likely early October to take advantage of the demand that comes our way, and then, not a lot of harvest coming into the pipeline, or a lot of harvest pressure anyway. That said, we are looking at big crops coming out of Russia and not so big crops coming out of Ukraine. It's going to be difficult for Russia to export this crop, but they're still looking at record production and record exports. We'll see if that all pans out, but clearly they've got a lot to move and they're going to make big efforts to get that done. It's going to be difficult for them to do that. And if we should get an early indication of what that's like, of course, tomorrow the export tax is expected to be removed. We'll see if they replace it with anything else. Domestic wheat prices are sky high in Russia, so they've got some headwinds as well. But nevertheless, we are looking at big production coming out of Russia and the potential for big exports. The question is, can they actually get it done? Eventually, it's going to hit the market. Whether it does it during the war or after, it's just a matter of logistics for them. So we wait for the reports, and then I think we work our way higher. I think the wheat is still in a bull market, and I think that we've got some pretty good strong upside potential. It's very dry in Argentina. They're headed into their dormant stage, but it's expected that their wheat crop down there is not very well established as it's heading into that dormancy. So there is potential for some bullish action as well, but we won't really get a feel for that until about at least mid-August, maybe a little bit later, and through September when the critical part of their growing season is. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.